Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Rothrock. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Al Van Camp. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting eighth. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The center fielder, Mel Simons. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting eighth. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. And now, play ball. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a fly ball into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock takes first base on ball four. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rothrock moves to second. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rothrock scores. Sweeney moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Blue moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to third. Simons moves to second. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp hits a fly ball into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a line drive into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Calm. The throw from Rule and he is safe. Calm steals second. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Calm moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Calm scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a fly ball into left field. Van Camp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0 for 1 in the game. Rhein hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rothrock hits a line drive towards center. Simons chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Simons. Rothrock moves to third. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm juggles the ball. That's an error on Calm. Rothrock scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a fly ball towards right. Whatwood settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Whatwood. Sweeney moves to second. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 0 for 1 in the game. Van Camp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simons throws the ball into Tate who tags Van Camp trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Sweeney scores. Webb goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-1, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blue strikes out. One out. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simons hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simons moves to second. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simons scores. Reynolds moves to second. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 1 in the game. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rule hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0 for 1 in the game. McFadden takes first base on ball 4. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0 for 2 in the game. Rhein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rhein for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 0 in the game. Tate hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field. Reynolds picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Reynolds. Sweeney moves to second. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Webb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simons. Webb reaches second base with a double. Sweeney scores. It's 5-2. Red Sox. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Simons. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Webb moves to third. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber has Webb trapped. There's the throw to Tate and over to Com, who tags Webb for the out. Oliver moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 2 in the game. Pickering hits a line drive towards first. Blue reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling pinch hits for Red Faber. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Simons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive towards short. Ryan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal McCain now pitching. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rule hits a fly ball into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McFadden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr misplays the ball. That's an error on Kerr. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-3 in the game. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whatwood hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Oliver. Whatwood reaches second base with a double. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. Sissel hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whatwood moves to third. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whatwood scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rothrock takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sweeney strikes out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Webb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Webb reaches second base with a double. Rothrock goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Webb scores. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-3 in the game. Pickering hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Simons who is chasing the ball. Pickering reaches third base with a triple. Van Camp goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rule hits a line drive into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver, who is chasing the ball. McCain reaches third base with a triple. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a pop-up towards short. Ryan misplays the ball. That's an error on Ryan. McCain scores. Blue moves to second. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Simons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blue scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. Simons moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Simons moves to third. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-3 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Sissel reaches second base with a double. Simons scores. Whatwood moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-6, Red Sox. Smee Jolly pinch hits for Willie Com. We'll see more now pitching. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a fly ball into left field. Van Camp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Irv Jeffries now playing third base. Wilsey Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-4 in the game. Rein hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Rein reaches second base with a double. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. Rein scores. It's 9-6, Red Sox. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Sweeney bunts towards the mound. McCain picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on McCain. Rothrock moves to third. Sweeney moves to second. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rothrock scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-6, Red Sox. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. McCain strikes out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock misplays the ball. That's an error on Rothrock. Kerr moves to second. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Simons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock misplays the ball. That's an error on Rothrock. Kerr scores. Blue moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-7, Red Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blue scores. There goes Simons trying to get to third. Van Camp throws the ball into Pickering, who tags Simons for the out. That run is unearned. It's 10-8, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbain Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Pickering hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simons. Pickering reaches second base with a double. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries juggles the ball. That's an error on Jeffries. Wilsie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore bunts towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. Pickering moves to third. Rule moves to second. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Rein hits a line drive towards first. Blue reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Rothrock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reynolds throws the ball into Jeffries, who relays the ball to Kerr, who tags Rothrock trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Pickering scores. Rule scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 12-8, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the White Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a fly ball into left field. Van Camp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 8. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.